leave it. Let's leave it running in the background for a little bit. What's up, everybody? First episode of Geek Sypha. That's right. New name, Geek Sypha. And I know some of y'all are just like, that sounds the same. Yeah, it's pretty similar. We just, as you can see by the title, Tastic No More. We've removed the last little piece of Geek-tastic and made it Geek Sypha, kept it simple for y'all. All our socials have changed everywhere. On Twitter, on Threads, on Instagram. It's Geek Sypha now. You guys can go check it out. I hope you guys are going to join us in this new adventure. I mean, it's not really a new adventure. It's just, well, if I'm being honest, it is a new adventure because we do have a bunch of new segments that we want to throw. We're going to have AU on one, which is AYO. We have Judgment Call, which is we're going to be bringing over from That's Canon. We have Drain Team Up Defeat, which if you guys have been following the show for a couple years, you know it's the classic COG. We have BFW, which is Best Favorite Worst, which is also from That's Canon. We have what I think will be my favorite segment, I've Had Enough, which is a new segment. And then we have Battle Sypha, which is a rebranding of our old segment that we used to do on That's Canon. There's a bunch of segments we used to do on That's Canon that we always kept saying, yo, these are great, why don't we use them? And Dave was like, well, if we're looking for segments to do, let's do them. First things first, though, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Shanks. Just wanted to welcome you all back and all the best for 2024. Dig the rebranding and logo. I'll catch your show during the day tomorrow. Shout outs to Devin Shanks. We appreciate it. And then shout outs to Lee J. Lee J always tuning in. Lee J was one of the first people to give us a shout out and appreciation on the new logo. So thank you very much to him. Jaws, how have you been, homie?
I'm good. Enjoying the new year.
Jesus.
Going crazy. It's going wild out there. Man, we get into the first week of the new year, and there's already a bunch of memes to just, all right, let's go.
Yo.
Go time.
Sir, you are not even kidding. It is quite entertaining to see. What was the first one that I saw that hit me really hard was a dude who jumped over the Las Vegas courtroom meme.
The judge bench.
Dude who was trying to explain how he's reformed. And then I don't know if you saw the full clip. I know a lot of people only saw the judge bench jump.
Right.
But there's a whole clip before where he's explaining how he's trying to be reformed. He's trying to be a better person. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, have you looked at your rap sheet?
So I know I actually got to see a few videos where they talked to his family and stuff.
Right.
And they said he was trying to actually do better. And he's, you know, he's one of those people that, you know, actually has mental issues.
Right.
So I think prior to that, he, because he's going through this whole thing with jail and everything like that, like he had to be off his meds and everything like that. So, I mean, not necessarily an excuse or anything, but
right.
he was expecting leniency and it was trending that way. But for whatever reason, they're like, nah, I'm going to throw the book at you. And because in his mind, he was like, okay, I'm going to get leniency. Like I'm trying to get a place. I'm in the process of getting a place. I'm in this, like things are finally kind of lining up. And then, judge was like, nah.
And I definitely agree that. Cause that was the impression I got too. Cause you could hear in the clip where he's explaining all the things. And then when she's just like, yeah, that ain't how it works, homie. I was kind of like, that's messed up. But I will say, meds are not a jumping over the
corner. That's a vertical, man.
Yeah, that's like that was
a vertical.
That was like next level football catch type thing where just the leap, and I understand that everyone in that courtroom was so shocked that most people didn't react immediately. But the fact that this man got from his table
over the table.
Over the table.
Go around the table. He went over the table.
Over the table, over her bench, and onto her very fast. Now, I know this is going to sound somewhat sarcastic or jokey, but someone needs to make this man, give this man a shoe deal. Because, again, like you said, the vertical jump, this is, we're talking, like, hurdles. This man should be in the Olympic doing the hurdles. And I know that sounds a little crass of me to say, like, Brian, someone was assaulted, but I have never seen someone jump over a table and then, as you said, vertical, because that was a big jump.
I mean, even though she got hurt, you know, they were back in court the following day or the following, like that same, either the same week or within the week.
Yeah.
They were back and she,
I didn't like those pictures of him though. I thought it was a little crude to post those ones. I won't even mention how they had him dressed up, but those,
oh, the Hannibal Lecter and the gloves.
I was trying to avoid, but there you go. But yeah.
This is what?
There's
I'm late. Hi, welcome everyone. Sorry to the party. Happy New Year, all. Love y'all.
Dave has crashed the party late. Dave has shown up and made himself known. We were talking about the young gentleman who, unfortunately, in Vegas, was facing a potential. Ideally, a
return. It was a return to prison.
Return to prison. Ideally, a short stint, possibly. Leniency was expected, as Jaws had mentioned, as I had understood from the videos and the clips that I saw before. And unfortunately, the showman did not get that. The judge decided not to go that way, and he proceeded to jump over not just the table, but over the judge's bench, which I then said, if you ask me,
that's not a good move.
It's not
idea.
A good move, but at the same time, I was saying someone needs to give this man a shoe deal because
that was it. His history of mental health was not considered at all. That was it.
By the judge,
it seemed like. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. That's a,
because he has, it's like, I mean, when you go into that stuff, like, you know, they're looking at everything, but she was like, nah. Exactly.
Oh, are you showing off your tattoos, Dave?
I was scratching my back, but yes, I do have new tattoos.
Yes, I figured you were showing off your new tattoos.
I was scratching my back.
Right.
What? How do you pop? You want me to do this?
I'm going to scratch my back. Dave, so for those of you who are listening to this, Dave decided to scratch his back and put his elbow right into camera.
No. First of all, if I were to be showing off. It would have went down style? Like this. Because it starts up here and I wave it all like that.
Oh, you're that's doing a whole sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting next level. Is that Avatar, the Airbender?
It's basically a nature tattoo inspired by nerd shit.
All right.
So I wanted to get the four elements going across, like up my arm.
All right.
And it was gonna be some type of like centerpiece for the top of my shoulder. At one point in time, I was considering the Northern Lights. I was considering various animals, but like I already have a tattoo. And when I was a kid, I wanted like three animals: a wolf, a dragon, and an eagle. I have already a dragon and eagle on my back. So
yeah, your crest, right?
Yeah,
the family crest that you
exactly. Thank you, and thank you for that little detail. Yes, it was my home family crest that I made. But on this one, I'll move this a bit. I have a wolf that's inspired by fan art of Zelda.
Oh, dope! That is really cool.
Yeah.
And so then, once again,
and my breaks are the Avatar thing. Sorry.
I want to remind people that they should definitely check out the video. Mm-hmm. And you guys can subscribe on YouTube. And I'm going to add that to the bottom of the screen. You can do youtube.com/@FXA Media. That's F as in Foxtrot, X as in A-Ray, X-Ray, A as in Alpha Media. And then you'll be able to see Dave showing off the guns.
I prefer tattoos. There's no guns here. There's cool tattoos, but there's cool tattoos.
Respect to people who get the nerd tattoos. I've always thought of doing nerd tattoos, and I want to do Black Bolt. I want to do a simple Black Bolt logo, and I've thought about it for a very long time, but I keep chickening out because I'm just like, do I love Black Bolt enough to have a image of his permanently tattooed on my body? And that's when I'm always just like, I don't know if I do. I love the character. He's my favorite character in Marvel. I think his story is very interesting, but I don't know that I want a tattoo of him on my body forever. But I know that you are a huge Zelda fan, Link's fan.
Yeah.
So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, truth be told, so the cool thing about this one, and I'll do a tangent because I don't want to stay too long for everyone, but like, this is just because it crosses off a lot of check marks.
Right.
Checks off sleeve, checks off like snaking around my arm effect, because like I'll stand for a moment, but like if you see, it's like I have the
ladies,
it starts off with the tribe,
right,
and then it goes all around to water, And the water crash is what this will be more into, like looking like a rock, and then the rocks spew around again up my arm. Then
there's gonna be a whole. What, who designed it? Did you design it? You got someone to design it?
I got a guy to. I gave a guy a bunch of notes, and okay. He's like, "Look, like there's no real way to do it. Like, I can't give you necessarily a final product because like you're gonna move things and stuff. So I can't really like provide.
Right.
I could provide you the roadmap that if you want to build on that roadmap, we could do that. And he showed me this, and it's perfect because. How it is like, don't know. I have every intention of finishing with the guy, but let's say something bad happens to that guy. Like, let's say, God forbid, he moves or something.
Wood. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I could get this done by anybody else. Like, it's not. It's very just much a map. It's a roadmap. Right.
Cool.
And it's like, you know, everyone bumps into each other, and then I also have. I don't know if it's necessarily if it's the shoujo how it's written, or if it's necessary, or if it's actual, some form of Asian or Oriental script. But Asian. I also have the
Oriental is passé, mon ami.
Sorry. I tried to say it. I just wanted to make sure I was not burning a bridge. That's all I was trying to do. I have like the way how they write it as well.
All right, cool.
So I have that there. So it's pretty cool. And like when I saw the Zelda thing, I was like, because the thing that's kind of nice about it is with how I'm envisioning how it's going, I was debating between tribal and like super like going with like just do like an anime style because or like a Japanese animated typical style.
Right.
And I was like, either one alone doesn't work. And I found that the wolf was like, oh, it's kind of like a hybrid if I just change it colors or whatever.
Right.
And then when he finished designing everything as the layout, I'm like, huh, it's kind of a cross between that Asian style and tribal. Like it just naturally came together. So I'm like, nice. That's very fortunate that happened that way.
We got Skinny in the house.
What up?
What's going on? What's up?
Just reminding folks to check us out at Geek Cypher. That's a new name. You guys can find us. Also, hopefully you guys like the logo. That was a fun one for me to design. It took some time, and I was just like, let's try and make something that looks good. I'll just give you guys a little pop of it.
Yeah.
So
Geek Cypher. That's why I wore purple. I mean, y'all niggas didn't get the memo, but
I was gonna wear a darker blue actually for it, but then I decided to wear gray because the Geek Cypher in the middle is gray. So I'm repping.
I was gonna put a Donatello like in frame, but unfortunately, where mine is, it's like you know when you have like a tower of stuff. I'm like, if I remove this. This entire
load bearing Donatello.
Exactly. Straight up. I hate these days. Like him and Mike are at the bottom and there's a lot on top of them. So
I did want to ask because we said, so I mentioned it at the top, all the different segments that we now have. Skinny, you mentioned that you had an AU on one, AYO. I also have a I've had enough. I have multiple I've had enoughs that I can do literally at any point. So if you're not ready, let me know because my first I've had enough is ready. It is ready.
It's been ready for
for a long time.
So we'll have to kind of explain to our listeners. AOU on one or AU on one is either you're onto something that is either way too advanced for its time or you're on one in terms of the level of anger you have for said subject or whatever we're covering, or at least level of disdain could be towards I've had enough.
Right.
Mine this week kind of lands in terms of stores and or managers and or just people not doing their jobs, but the AO you're on one part is not doing it on purpose. I feel like majority of retail workers that are surviving now in the retail sphere that we have in the space, Toys R Us, the GameStops, the Sears, the Winners, whatnot. I believe all of them folks have quit mentally a long time
ago. Oh, yeah.
I feel like they were quitting before the pandemic. The pandemic was just accelerating.
Just accelerated. And then this kind of this AC world that we live in that is after COVID. The
after times. I remember the after times, children.
The level of ucks given is just not even trying to be there.
Right.
As a parent, you know, you do the morning routine and you often find yourself 9 a.m. Hey, daycare drop off. Cool. Let me, you know, go handle some stuff. Pop in by the mall. That's going to be the mall is great. The mall at 9:30, especially Fairview. Shouts to Fairview.
Go to the mall.
Oh, but
Fairview, I can't.
Fairview at 9:30 in the morning before the stores open. There's wild old men in there power walking.
Yeah,
life
yeah,
hack.
Yeah.
I didn't think I needed. Like they're yep. in there.
But mall walkers have been.
Yeah, that's been a thing.
That's been a thing for a while.
That's like going to any park, and you'll see all the Asian grandmas and grandfathers just working out in the park, just doing their thing to get on leg on the fence, and yeah, just yeah. leg just kicking out,
stretching out,
getting their workout, man.
It's funny that you mentioned the mall walking, because there's actually a podcast, Homeboy, who is the producer for Conan O'Brien's podcast, started his own podcast called Mall Walking. That is literally him and his homeboy walking through malls, talking about them, like LA malls, like old fashioned LA malls that are still around. So
I mean, our old fashioned malls are a thing. We need to keep those, because these guys, I think I saw the same old gentleman like several times, just like beaming by me. Just, and I'm like, no one's minding him, no one's bothering him. It's great. I'm just like, I wish I could be on that level of, hey, I'm just that guy, and no one's gonna bother me because they know what I'm up here for. I got my tracksuit. I might be Umbro, it might be Kappa. Nobody cares. I got my shoes that don't match my shit at all, and I'm just gonna walk in this mall. It's great. Onwards to GameStop, because they saw me over there. We killed some time in Winners. Shouts to Winners, where I found some interesting books that I will talk about off air. Very interesting books that are aimed towards children, and it touches on a whole other Ayo We On one that I won't get to because we're only in the first episode of, you know, the season, so I don't want to get it canceled. But then we get to GameStop, and I'm like, hey, look, it's 9:58 and the lights are black, which means no one's in that bitch. No one's there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is supposed to open at 10. Yeah, right. Okay, so 10 o'clock rolls around. I'm ready. I've been here. I came here to beat people, you know, maybe browse some video games, pick up the two packs that I wanted to get, which actually.
I was wondering what specifically you wanted to go get
this. Yes, wanted to get that. Been looking at it for a while.
Sorry, you froze for a second.
Can you show that again? We didn't see it.
Glasses? You froze for a second because you froze while you were showing it.
Well,
show you. Yeah, okay. Franklin and Valerie.
Valeria.
Is that her name now? It's not Valerie?
No, it's Valeria.
Was it always Valeria?
I'm pretty sure it was always Valeria.
Damn, my bad. Mm. Okay.
Sarabi just woke up. She's looking at me like, what am I doing in here? Mm. But yeah.
Why'd you kidnap me? Why am I in this room?
What is this?
I mean, we got home, baby seat, she's sleeping. I'm not going to move her. You know what I mean? So we get to, GameStop. It's like 10:15. I'm like, yeah, but what's going on? And then 10:30, So this girl used to work on Sources, and Sources would often have long lunch breaks in which doors would just be locked during lunchtime, and then they'd be like, be back in half an hour.
Wait,
and
which
then
store?
There was
like GameStop.
Yeah, GameStop on Sources. That now is closed.
Remember, all EB Games is renamed to GameStop now.
No, I know that, but I didn't know you could just close the shop and go on lunch. What are you talking about?
Well, dude, they have the keys. If they decide to fuck off, they could... They say fuck off, like...
Let's still try and avoid
that. It's Europe. Yeah. It's Europe now. We won't be so back till
that
3.
Store on Sources was also crazy. Run by current manager Jeff. And Jeff is, let's say Jeff is an all right guy. I mean, he used to be a hard ass, and then he got to know me, and then he stopped being such a hard ass. Wonder why. Anyways, also say 10:30, homegirl rolls in, and I'm just like, hey, so what's up? Because my wife is clearly pissed. She's like, yeah, this baby's been in here for the seat. I'm trying to go home. I'm giving these people... I'm like 15 minutes, and I'm like, yeah, no problem. Girl gets here, takes her time, like goes no kind of haste, no kind of hurry, just strolls in.
No realization of time.
Yeah, strolls in. Your Tuesday morning, like white girl, wet hair, walk in, type things, you know, just like turn on the lights, come, unlock the door, kind of give you like a, you know, when they smile without teeth, the like you can come in, but I don't really want you to come in. You're just gonna make me do my job now. What's up, Mark? So yeah, I'm annoyed. My wife's annoyed. I'm trying to get my stuff. I'm trying not to get mad. I'm just like, hey, so like, let's go. Can I buy this? And she's like, yeah, we just gotta wait for the cash to start up. I get a text from my wife being like, hurry this up, Flirty McGee. And I'm like, I'm not flirty. I'm looking at her who's outside the store, and I'm yelling, I'm not flirty. The computer is not on. I don't know what's going on. The cash is not up. So
this thing's still running on Windows XP. It takes a while. It's still running on a,
you know what I would have done if I was you? I would have been like, I'm taking this. Or I would have, like, you made me wait 30 minutes. I can call your boss, like, later. I will call your boss later.
Here's a fun part, Dave. Here's a fun part.
Jaws, are you saying you don't think this person should be reported for being late?
So, my...
We're not talking about 5 minutes.
My MO with retail.
You said 30 minutes late, right?
That's bad. That's extremely bad. This is the way I work.
Okay.
I usually go in expecting it just to take forever, and I don't plan nothing. But I know that Skinny's a dad, a husband, and stuff's got to move.
Store opened 30 minutes late. It's not a factor of
The way I roll, that's all I'm saying. If I'm going to go do something, I have to get my glasses fixed, and I'm just going to jump into to my optometrist.
Right.
Hey, can you guys fix? I'm not expecting any fast turnover. Well, but that's just, again, that's me.
This is different.
But then again, I'm going to go do some old man stuff.
I need you to confirm. If the optometrist is supposed to be open at 10, and you show up at 10, and the optometrist opens at 10:30, you're saying, I expected a 30-minute delay?
I'm not expecting that big. I would just be like, well, I'll just come back another day.
Okay, that's fair.
I was like, screw it. I
feel like it's a principle. I can't be bothered. I feel like it's a principle thing.
I think it's fair to say I'll come back another day. But at that point in the retail business, because an optometrist is different
and what I go to is more independent, so they're more inclined to be on time.
What you're describing is you've just lost a sale, though. If you're in retail. In retail, if I come at 10, you don't open till 10:30, and I didn't wait, you lost a sale.
Remember the movie Clerks?
You remember the movie Clerks? So yeah.
They made a cartoon show.
Yeah.
Same thing, but not as raunchy. And there's a line that I always remember forever.
Which is?
And Randall says, this job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what does that have to do with Skinny showing up saying, on time?
I'm just saying, how Skinny's saying how he's noticing how retail has, like, the service, the customer service has just gone down. I'm saying it's been on a forever decline for a very long time. And if anybody has ever worked a retail job, they know that, oh, my goodness, the customers are terrible. But usually, if you're working it, you're trying to, I'm trying to do good. I'm trying
that's
to get
the awesome.
Favor.
Wendell, let me ask you a question.
I just want to say, I'll give Skinny's wifey a credit, though, because even though you weren't being Flirty McGee, the only way in some places to get good service is to flirt with someone at the front. Male
especially
or
when
female,
you know the girl has a history of brothers like us. So you're just kind of like.
But that aside, I'm just talking. If you go in the store, whether it's a woman that you're flirting with or it's a guy that you're being like a bromance type of angle, like. You're trying to like get them to like you to help you out. And Skinny, you laugh, but it's true because you just said Jeff is on you now and chill with you, but wasn't chill with you before. What changed? You got cool with him, and now Jeff is cool with you. So you got a hookup or someone that at least respects you enough when you're in the store to treat you better than how they treat you when you're just a random person coming through.
We're going to talk about Jeff in a second.
We have other segments to get to. So if we'll wrap up the Jeff part.
We're wrapping up the Jeff part. I just, this whole mall thing, like, okay, Wendell, to you, I will say, cool, that's all great. But let me ask these retail workers, do you like to get paid? Okay.
So I wonder if they get paid anyway or if they get paid extra because of incentives or anything like that.
You're going to serve me this two-pack and help me get out of here so that my wife gives me the nanny again and you're going to fuck up and take that Coke. How about that? That's what you're going to do. Especially if you're in here 30 minutes late. Nigga, I don't want to hear about, the computers are down. Oh, Jeff couldn't get on the island, so he called me at 9:55 saying, hey, guess what? I'm still off the island. Can you go in? So then, as I'm done the transaction.
Oh, that's what happened.
So then, as I'm done the transaction.
I'll give the girl credit, though, because if she was called in last minute because Jeff wasn't able to get to the store.
and open you this, but give me a second. Give me a second. Because anybody who lives off island, especially if you live in the West, you know, since you moved there, what the hell the Illitort Bridge is. And you know what hell the Illitort Bridge is. Nigga, don't be calling nobody at 9:55 and say I'm still off island. You should have been on the bridge at 9:30.
Okay, I feel like we get, like, for the AU on one, we might have to be able to vote if this is valid. And based on Skinny, I don't know if I could fully support being annoyed if I, hey, I don't know what happened as to why Jeff couldn't make it to the store, but I will point out, if Jeff couldn't make it to the store and in less than 30 minutes someone opened the store, I gotta
my
say,
on one is only this. This is not the first time this has happened, and this is probably a regular thing, because for y'all to be so casual about opening at 10:30 with a 10 o'clock schedule on a Tuesday, dog. Yeah, you either know no one's coming to the store like that, or B, no one's watching you. That's it.
Nothing's dropping. Nothing's dropping. I mean, Dave. Then again, Tuesday is new stuff, but there's, Dave, there's no pre-orders, no nothing coming in.
I just have a key question or two about the interaction itself.
Yes.
Because this, I feel, will make the it'll choose the side of the coin that lands.
Yes. Okay.
So, girl's late, right?
Well,
are you?
I would say the girl is not late. Jeff didn't show up, and the girl
was supposed to. Regardless, like, she has to think to a certain degree of the perception of the customer, to a certain degree, regardless of how angry she might be, right? And Skinny's already describing how he's a regular, so probably this girl recognizes Skinny to a certain degree. So, with this all being said, Skinny, were you clearly waiting in front of the door,
bro? Come on,
cool. Yes. Then. Did she enter, like, through the... Because I used to work in Fairview, so...
She went through the front door.
She went through, like, where you are.
Yeah, she caught the, you're late, okay. And I've been waiting here.
So, when she went in, did she at all, at any time, interact with you to say, I'm sorry that the store is not open?
Nigga, no. She was just like...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so hold on.
She had to
on,
be like, what happened? She's like, oh, yeah, you know, Jeff. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, like, what is what's that? So that's history. That this is not the first rodeo.
So long you already know.
All right. So So just a small question or two more. So she goes in. I'm assuming that she locks you out for a moment because she has to actually turn everything on.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So she does that. Whatever. When she does let you in, and when you actually do go to the cash, because by the way, is this like an order for you?
This is like I knew it was there. I walked in, bent down, pick it up. Oh look, Christar, grab that. Went to the cash.
Okay.
Like 30 seconds.
When you did go to the cash,
yeah,
because she for sure noticed how quick you did that, for sure.
Yeah.
When you finally went to the cash, was there a moment on her side where she went and said, like, any form of sorry, any form of like, oh, just so you know, like,
Dave, you're talking about 2024 and like kids that are entitled. No,
cool.
So then,
you do deserve to be angry, and then you do deserve to bitch, because it's one thing for all that to happen, which could also be a cover-up for her. You never know. She could be going in late every day and being like, yeah, Jeff, and that's like what
when Jeff showed up midway through, the only thing I said to Jeff, looking at him dead in his face, because I know he saw my baby, was, hey, man, you need to move on island. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, I know, huh? You're the manager of Fairview, and you're fucking living off island. What fuck are you doing? Go work in Bancor.
Idiot. Okay, so all that said, the AU on one, I'll give you that. In the end, I'll give it the point, because my misunderstanding was that this girl, I thought the AU on one was, oh, she was late, but she wasn't technically late as much as you should be blessed that she was able to make it, because
yeah, the store was open or not,
like,
and no one else in Fairview did either.
Yeah, like she's sitting at home at 9:30 about to drink a coffee. She gets a call,
like downtown Montreal.
Yeah, she gets a call 20 minutes later, 9:50. Jeff's just like, hey, I'm off island. I can't get to the store in time. I need you to get here. Her ass has to be like, okay, and then gets ready. So I'll give you the point.
But off island, maybe
this is a side tidbit. But if you're a manager and you know that you live off island, you know that the bridge that you live nearby is a hell. Why are you scheduling yourself opening shifts? Especially if I know Jeff is a parent. What are we doing? Are we just trying to give yourself the best shift so you can go home with your family, or should you actually be managing properly and giving you the shifts that you could do?
Delegate. I will agree with Skinny though. I do find that a lot of times, you know, I remember one time I was in a McDonald's. I'm waiting for my food. I see the food there in their hands in the bag.
Door closes.
Like, no. And the people behind the counter feel it's more important to continue their conversation. So just hand me the food and let me be on my way. And then you could continue the conversation.
Oh, don't play with my food in front of me. That's how you're going to
eat. I'm like, just hand me the food. Then I'm like, do I yell at them? I want to come back here. This is the first time. Weigh the pros and cons. You know.
Hold on, wait. Were the employees of our descent or not?
Younger.
No, but you know what I mean.
The person with my food was not, and he was finishing off whatever long part of his conversation. And I'm like, you saw me here with the thing. Like, just hand me the thing.
That could give you one piece
of open air concept. You can see me at the counter. Like, you're not even that far from me.
I mean, that's about it. Brian, what have you had enough with?
I wasn't going to have enough with, because we have Echo. We have Rick and Morty. We have
that again. Damn. All right.
Well, Rick and Morty, I feel like we don't even have to talk about it. I know you want to, Dave, but it was so long.
It's okay. I just want to say one thing. I only wanted just one thing. You were correct that the ending was not a good ending episode. And I end it with this. The season was good with the minus of some episodes, specifically the last one and that one in the middle there.
Yeah.
They were not those were not those moment episodes. And if I had to choose, looking back on it, the episode where evil Morty and Rick work together for Rick to ultimately get like the bad Rick, that should have clearly been the season ending. Yeah, would it not be?
That's
I was fearful of that when I watched it, other than the fact that it was a great episode. But then I watched, I'm like, yeah, this is like X-Men season 4 or whatever, where it just doesn't make any sense. But anyways.
So I was trying to, this is me playing with stuff, but I had a little sound effect that I was going to play for when we started View the Right Thing.
Yes. They're back.
Just trying a little segments, little shit. But yeah, ultimately,
play the sound, man.
Oh, did you guys not hear it?
No, we didn't hear nothing.
We're just all silent here. Like, okay,
yeah. I was like, Skinny, shut up.
Okay, I guess it's not working through here. My bad, guys. I have to try and figure it out.
Womp womp.
Out. I mean, the only other sound effects we have are the little random ones that come with StreamYard.
I don't know.
Just try the first one that you trust. And we'll work into it.
Let's go. Okay. All right. View the right thing. I don't even know. All right. Well, view the right thing. What's up, everybody? So, View the Right Thing.
Gotta get back.
Joss, okay. I definitely need y'all to tune in and watch this because Joss is swimming. Joss is swimming right now. And
that's the vibe you're feeling. I'm feeling a splish splash vibe.
That is hilarious.
You're the right thing. I was floating, and I was floating out of frame, and then I swam back.
That just makes me want to try and find like ethereal sounds. Is that the right term?
Probably. Yeah.
Ethereal sounds. Speaking of ethereal, Rick and Morty. I'm sorry. And funny enough, you know what, Skinny? I will have I've had enough. My I've had enough is Rick and Morty. With Dave, if they can't figure out the order of the episodes to give the show the best chance to impress people,
throwing the shit out of order,
they might not. Maybe you don't do 10 seasons. I'm just saying, you and I both watch this show. We both find the show interesting. We talk about it every other week on the pod, and every time it's a hit or miss. And we both realize that at the end of the day, the season finale that they put in was not the best one. And that the one of the best episodes, which we both agreed, that like really strong, eye-catching final resolution of things that we've been waiting for multiple seasons.
It's like episode 4.
Exactly. Why are you putting that in the middle? So I've had enough of bad scheduling, bad programming, poorly written stories. And I gotta say, Rick and Morty, Dan Harmon, and your other show, Crapopolis.
I agree. I don't think it should go for 10 seasons. I do think this season, like, example, I don't think the last episode was per se a bad episode. I just don't think it was, like, I was like, that's what you're ending on? Like, right. Come on. Like, that's my reaction. Had that not been the last episode, I think it would have been fine.
It wouldn't have been a season?
Let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. If you would have put that episode, the Rick and Morty episode I said that should be the ending after this one. I wouldn't have really complained about the season except for that one episode that was after that one, because I genuinely didn't like that episode, which the premise. But like, if you look at that, the season was not a bad season. And it's the only thing that it was lacking was, unlike the previous seasons, they didn't have that I call it the Seinfeld effect, when they have everything intertwined the whole way through.
Right.
You know what I mean? They always loop back around. They didn't do that, but like, to their credit, again, like, one of the originators is not there to probably steer that concept.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's gone. He's fine.
Yeah, he's gone, and for obvious reason. I'm not trying to defend that. I'm just saying like they are working with a bit of an injury, so to speak. You know what I mean? Because it's like, to hire someone else to fill his shoes is not. Filling his shoes as another writer, sure, but filling it to make sure that they have that
same type of tone and energy.
Yeah, like, that's something different because he's the one who created it too, right? So,
yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
At the same time.
Which is very Harmon-like.
But I'll say, like, the Mort Ragnarok, where they keep dying and coming back because he's trying to harness the power of the Heaven,
I guess.
If you had given me that as the season finale, even that I would have been maybe better with. Rise of the New Number Cons, which was like this really weird play on Transformers and stuff, horrible episode.
That should have been the mid-season episode, and I disagree. I enjoyed that episode. But that's only because I didn't mind. Like, I was like, cool, like, you know, to have... You don't do this every season, you know? Like, it's like, sure, you wanted to do that. Cool.
I guess it's because when I'm watching it over on Solar Opposites, because Solar Opposites is, I kind of feel where they've been doing these side episodes.
Mm.
Because Rick and Morty itself, I don't really remember them doing, like, a random episode dedicated completely to a joke that they've had from previous season.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why it's like, this was like a unique one time. I'm like, okay.
Right, because that's the thing. They've been doing that on Solar Opposites. So that format of 2, 3, 4 episodes, and then randomly in the middle, here's an episode dedicated to a completely side joke that we've been telling that we had in the background that we're now going to make the focus of a whole episode. Works on Solar Opposites. Not sure it worked here. That's my opinion, not yours. I get it. And then the other episode that was horrible was the Wet Kuat Mordekaiser Summer. Where
which was that?
The little alien things that are coming out of their bellies and their brain.
Well, horrible. Yeah, and it's that was horrible. That was stupid.
So ultimately, Rick and Morty, I can say is I've had enough. Maybe technically Dan Harmon, I've had enough.
No, that's not been. Yeah, I was about to say that's not enough.
Have I not been hiding my feelings about Dan Harmon this whole time? Was my Dan Harmon not? Was that a giveaway?
Since like season 3 we hated that nigga, bro. I'm surprised he hasn't like come at us for like defamation of character or all some kind of shit.
Nah, he don't pay attention to us. It's okay. But one day when he does and he finds, you know what? I will say this though, I don't doubt for a second that Dan Harmon is the type of person who looks himself up and has seen that we have an episode called "Fuck Dan Harmon."
There's so many weirdos that do that, and it's just like, wow.
And I will point out that in our stats, that is our second most viewed episode ever.
What?
Our most viewed episode.
Downloaded an episode and put it in the pile.
I don't doubt for a second.
No, not at all the episodes where we predict all of the MCU's like current TV shows. Not that. No, not those. But Dan Harmon. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Our most popular episode on YouTube, funny enough, is the Triple X episode when I was using Roman numerals to number the episodes. And I'm sure a bunch of perverts thought this was going to be an X-rated video because that one has substantially more views, and I'm like,
nice. Geektastic Cypher, what's gonna happen here? Bunch of girls.
All right.
Man. Oh, God. Back before the world was so safe, I had this great YouTube channel idea called Bikini Boss Battles. You know that, which essentially it's girls who have no business playing video games playing the hardest boss battles, like Cloud versus Sephiroth type shit in bikinis. Would not fly today. But oh boy.
Well, I mean, they're doing, isn't that the whole thing on Twitch? Twitch lacks the rules to the point where people were playing video games topless.
No.
They had the frame cut so that you couldn't see
the Twitch meta. So I think the Twitch meta was that if you say it's that could be YouTube, educational or artistic or something, that you can kind of get away with just being topless to almost
to the areolas.
You could be wearing a
right above the areolas.
Yeah,
away with a lot, and it's crazy.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
What bothers me about them Twitchers, right? And it's not that. They figured
shout out,
out
to the Twitch fam though.
Shout out to the Twitch fam. Right now.
Yeah, we are.
Shout out to the Twitchies. Y'all who have figured out the life hack where y'all can have an OnlyFans, but you don't actually OnlyFans it, if you know what I'm saying. If you have an OnlyFans and you have lewd content, which is like you suggesting the fact, but you're never actually out here doing the fact, y'all have gimped so many men out of money. It's crazy. Like y'all, listen.
It's not on them. It's not on them.
But it's like, shouts to y'all, because if I could literally be out here like, hey, and just showing like my higher thigh and getting money, hey, fuck out of what?
You know how bad it's getting out here on YouTube.
I will say, Skinny, people are blurring feet. Oh yeah, people are blurring feet. That's true. A lot of people are blurring feet now.
They're blurring.
Yeah, because Wiki Feet became so popular that people started blurring their feet. But I will say to Skinny, you ended the segment, but you did do another AO, because that's another AO. If you can get out there and make your money by showing someone
take a drink, everybody.
AO.
Every time Skinny does an AO,
I can name some, because you're just like, how? What? How?
Oh my God, cosplay. That's the biggest one. Oh my God, cosplay has never done a nude. She only does lewds, paid for law school. I will always respect the game on that.
All the cosplayers are doing side lewds and not actual showing titty, in which I'm not saying you should.
No.
All I'm saying is, he's like, porn stars, you should learn from these people, because they're like, doing half the work.
They figured out a way to play the game and not have to go all the way, and they're making as much as some
niggas else. Are rocking the Game Genie of porn, bro. What do you mean?
I don't think we can name the first episode of the season the Game Genie of porn, but if we could,
that'd be the subtitle.
I would love that. The Game Genie of porn is such a good, but the second we put that up, the porn part would get flagged. So for all of you who are watching this, know that the real title of this episode is the Game Genie of porn. It won't be anywhere. You know? But you'll know.
You could put prawn. You could
prawn.
P-R-O-N. Prawn.
You could do Tron. I don't know.
The Game Genie of Tron. Nah. See, the whole point is the line is so good. The Game Genie of porn is perfect. And then if we have to change it, it's just not the same. But anyways.
Is that an echo I hear?
Oh, yeah. I hear it.
I hear it too.
Is that the power of the ancestors speaking through us?
Yeah, I was about to say, is that a layup?
They tapped into like native culture so fast.
Yo, but I will say what if going as hard as they did with the indigenous and then Echo, that was such a smart rollout for indigenous characters.
Y'all caught that though, right? You caught that. You caught that the blue stuff that they were getting in the What If episode is the same blue shit that her ancestors were playing with before they got out their cave.
That's what I thought, but
that's what I thought too, 100%.
And I have it in the news later on, so we'll talk about it. But it does seem like the indigenous character that What If introduced is supposed to be in live action in the next couple years. That's the rumor. And What If original character? So shout outs. I know Dave is wearing Harley, and that's, you know, this is an example of a character created for the animated that ended up going into the comic books and being very successful. So if we can, Kahori is her name, I think.
Kahori.
I'm just happy that it's like you created a character, you thought it through, you thought of a good story, and you're introducing a new character instead of doing some form of like change to another character. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and we've been saying that for
that's,
so long.
That's what I'm. That's what I was trying to Mohawk Nation. You know, you're doing it.
Yes. Yeah. A lot
of Mohawks. Don't log in all that.
Yeah.
Right across the bridge. Cool. So that's people's.
Well, the what's it? Kujawak.
Yeah.
Well, Nunavik, or sorry. That's the top of Quebec. I used to. Work
I just
there.
Want to say. Oh yeah, that's true. You did work out there. I forgot that.
No, but specifically, like, yeah, there's that. But then I'm just shouting out Mohawk because specifically in that episode, they're speaking Mohawk. And I went to school with a bunch of Mohawks, like high school. So, like, yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, I understood some words because bingo, K103, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey. So when you start calling out numbers, I'm just like, I know that number.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, a big shout out. So one of the things that's been really hard for me is how much I want Kevin to leave.
Oh, gosh. We're supposed to talk about an echo, Brian.
Yeah, no,
Brian.
I am leading to that because I'm saying I want him to leave so bad, but then he does good and I have to acknowledge it. And then it makes me mad that he keeps flipping and flopping now. He's not as consistent. The stream isn't as strong.
Are you sure it's all him or it's not? Papa Disney being like, hey man, we got to pump up more shows.
No, because okay, Papa Disney asked him to slow down.
That show. And because I mean, no, that's across the board with even Star Wars as well. They had to announce a bunch of
and
stuff.
I would blame him. I would blame Disney if it wasn't for the fact that Iger openly said he doesn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, because they were trying to do it before and then they fired that guy and said, and then brought Iger back from retirement.
Like I said before, they fired Chapek even though it wasn't Chapek's idea. Which it ultimately, Iger had the idea to do this. Iger's the one that wanted the ramp up. He got Kathleen Kennedy to do it over on Star Wars side. He got Feige to do it on the Marvel side. And then he stepped back. He put Chapek in charge. Chapek does it, goes through the pandemic, gets hit. Chapek falls to the wayside because he can't keep things up. He has the whole ScarJo situation that goes very poorly for him. He looks very bad. So what happens? Iger comes back into the chair and goes, man, we put out too much shit. It's like, yes, because you asked for it. Anyways, all this to say, Feige, you're pissing me off because from day to day, the inconsistency is driving me crazy. I'm mad at you for being good at your job and being bad at your job at the same time. I need you to be more consistent. You can't give me good stuff like What If and solid shows like Echo that, although I didn't feel was the best show, it was better than some of the other Marvel shows, but then turn around and I feel like you don't have a plan for anything else. Also, super quick, shout outs to the people who decided to give the Marvels a chance. Even though it didn't do super well theatrically, it was the number one SVOD film for with the first 2 weeks that it was out, meaning they still made some money because people were downloading for were streaming it and paying to watch it. I'm just saying.
Look, at the end of the day, as long as they do the numbers that results in the dollar numbers that they need.
What's that sound? That sounds like Skrilla.
Yeah. But to rein it back to Echo. I thought it was a decent season.
Yeah.
Overall, but I just felt like it's like I don't feel much happened. I do think I liked how you immerse themselves in a culture. Like that's always cool. Like I'm not taking anything away from that aspect, right?
Right.
But the actual season, I'm like can I feel like you could have done this in side stories and other things.
Did you know that it was supposed to be 8 episodes that got cut to 5?
No.
Okay, so one
that
of the
kind
things,
of explains a little bit maybe
the pacing. So one of the things that's really sad, you know how she fights Daredevil?
Yeah.
Supposedly, there was supposed to be more Daredevil and Kingpin type New York Flash stuff.
Which that would was make this link, have a lot more sense to why we're watching it.
Especially the last episode where Kingpin's getting ideas about running for mayor. Spoilers. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't say spoilers before that, but that's an OG storyline from the comic books, and it's been a minute that people have known that. So
but that's the thing, right? It's like when that happened, I'm like, cool, like for the smart comic book, or sorry, for the fluent comic book reader or nerd or whatever, you know, you're like, okay, cool, right away. You're like, okay, that is not for Echo season 2, that is for Daredevil. Whenever they comes out, right? Like you make that connection right away. But like, I don't know. It's like again, I now that it, you mentioned that, like, maybe it is the pacing that threw me off, but it was just, I was like, oh no, it's been 5 months later. I'm still hurt for whatever reason, like physically hurt. Like, because the last time she left, she was also hurt, right? So you're just like,
yeah.
It's like, you, why, like, anyways.
Well, but, I think it's because she's being hunted. They're trying to indicate that,
Yeah, I'm not saying that she's not that, but I'm like, the last thing I saw was her gishing out buttons. It almost looked like it was, like, you say 5 months later, but like how it was presented before, it's like, I feel it's almost the same injury. Like, it's, anyway, that was just my, maybe that's me being picky there, but going from that to like, we're going to go knee deep with your family stuff. I felt like that was, the ancient parts were done in a good way, but like everything else, it's like, okay, cool. I went to the store. I got shot. I went here. I got shot. I'm leaving, coming back, Fisk, bye. Like, that's really what happened in these episodes. And you're like, I don't know. Like, you know, and like, I don't want to be mean. Like, you're trying to bring up a character that's a B character and like not necessarily popular.
Right.
Again, you connected with the culture for sure. Not denying that. You got that 100%.
Yeah.
But I was there. I'm like, am I captivated? Like, cool, but am I captivated as a character to continue?
Yeah. I really think that whatever happened that they had to cut from 8 to 5 may have cut out the stuff that I think we as fans would have wanted and would have pulled us in more. That's my personal opinion. I think that the stuff with Fisk, the stuff with Daredevil, the stuff with her living in New York, working for Fisk, the flashbacks, her dealing with her anger. It would have been cool to see that stuff crossing over on the street level of New York and whatnot. I'm not mad at the Omaha or Oklahoma that they're in. Sorry. I think
it's Oklahoma. I'm not sure. I don't want to.
Like... Right. Yeah. My apologies for not remembering exactly what town they're in, but wherever she is, getting that insight into her family stuff would have been good if we also got insight to the things that happened between when she left as a child and when she came back.
Yeah.
Because we got so few of those flashbacks. You know, I mean, the first episode is all the Hawkeye stuff cut together, spliced with some new stuff of the kids.
Which you didn't need that, or well, as much of that.
I think you did need it if you didn't watch Hawkeye. Because if you didn't watch Hawkeye and you just got her as a kid. Now, don't get me wrong. Technically, you're not wrong, because you could have told the story where you get her as a kid. You get the fact that she leaves her family. But then you don't understand why she's angry at Fisk, which is why I felt like they had to give us that background.
But if anything, you could do one flashback and Hawkeye is completely known to the average character. And you could be like, oh, shit. Like, she had an interaction with Hawkeye. We already know it was like, you know, like,
I'll say it this way. Cut out the stuff with the Ronin and him explaining to her about the anger. You just show her fighting Hawkeye the one time, then her realizing that she's been tricked or played by Kingpin, and then her shooting Kingpin, start the episode.
Yeah.
We got a lot. I felt like that's what they were trying to do, but they made it's like, for a 40 or something minute episode, we got a lot more. It was like
10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. At least. Like, yeah, which is, you know? I didn't think was the best use of their time. No. But I will say the Daredevil fight was great. And I would have loved to have 100%. Seen whatever the other mix was where there's potentially more Daredevil is what I would have liked to have seen.
Well, I think the one thing by taking out, maybe if those are in fact the scenes that were taken out, I feel like it makes this like Spotlight was a good name for this, because it's like, this is like a one-off. Like, this is a one-off, and like, you're taking me out of the world that I'm thinking you're trying to build her in. And like, truth be told, when you left at the end, I was like, I'm not really certain what your real powers are, even if you have them anymore, because maybe this is a one-off what is happening. And then like, where are you going from here? Like, if she ends up being on the Avengers, although cool for diversity, I'm like, what are you bringing? Like, how many people, like, they have so many, there's not a lot. I don't want to be like, and this is maybe a different type of, maybe this is are you on one, whatever before, but like Avengers do not, there's nothing super about the superhero films now.
And to be honest, dude, if everyone's just street people.
Most
of what they're doing is street people. And the other people are like space. Like, there's not many earthbound superpowered beings right now. Because you either have like
Suicide Squad.
Well, but good guys. Thunderbolts.
Well, because if you think about it, they did a Wanda movie. They did Shang-Chi, which again, okay, you have the rings in it. I'll give you
Wait,
that.
When you There's say a... Wanda movie, you're talking about the second Doctor Strange.
No, sorry. Yes, that movie. But I meant to say
WandaVision, the TV
no,
show.
No. I used the wrong name. Scarlett Johansson's character.
Oh, Black Widow.
Yeah, you had the Black Widow movie. All like okay, you had Loki's season, but that's like a time travel, and there was nothing super about it. Like,
well, except for him being.
Yeah, but when he wasn't using his. Until the absolute end, he wasn't really using his powers, right? Like,
right. It's just he's jumping through time. Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's nothing super. And like, if you're adding her to the mix, which again, maybe it's that the real tease is that you're gonna see her powers later and it's gonna be sick. And if that's the case, awesome, right? But
oh, quick question. Does she have powers in the comic book?
I don't think so. I believe she's just an assassin who her and Daredevil have I think the only thing that they really changed about her. Is I think they added that she was an amputee because I don't think the comic book she's an amputee.
Yeah, in the comic book she's deaf, but she's not an amputee.
Yeah, like everything else that that's the one thing I will also give credit for. Like it was a good representation. Like I'm not saying I'm
I get it.
Disagreeing how you're introducing the person as a person, but I'm like, what is the thing that's hooking me to continue?
I will say this, I truly believe that one of the mistakes Marvel made was trying to continue the galactic or space or major, you know, crossover event mentality with Kang, when what they could have done was gone very much street level and it had fans excited for a whole new aspect of storytelling. Because you did so many films leading up to Thanos and this major world-altering situation where you've introduced alien technology, you've introduced Wakanda, you've introduced tech that Tony's been building. If you took those three elements and then show us a New York that has been changed by the fact that there's a Wakandan embassy, changed by the fact that people now have access to dangerous tech from Tony leaking into the streets, changed because like in the Spider-Man film, people are collecting alien tech, and you show me that New York where Luke Cage, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Echo, Misty, Colleen, all these
Shocker number three.
Sorry?
Shocker number three.
Right. But if you show me all that street level stuff now where you add in those elements that we've gotten over. Sorry?
Stiltman.
Right. Well, dude.
He was hinted at in Daredevil, I think.
You know what you should have done though? So the ending of your other trilogy was like a two movie, like it was Civil War and then Endgame, right? I would have done something.
Infinity War and Endgame.
I said the wrong one.
Yeah.
I would have done something where it's like Avengers Guardians and then just do something with all the like Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor, Miss Marvel, keep and what's it called? What was that one with the gods?
Eternals.
Yeah,
like so you call it Avengers Guardians or something because you're just trying to say it's everyone. It's like I'm using like the Guardians, not the real word I would use, like, and that's everything in space. And then I'd have Avengers like Heroes for Hire, where you had a movie about ground level shit. So it's like we built a phase, but the phase is to give you guys these movies specifically.
Yeah,
and now we're gonna go into, because like you said before, it's like they need to switch it up a little bit.
They have
like,
to.
Like one thing that they've lost a lot is in the first phase, what made it work was Tony's was like, this is about warmongering and tech. Like you have a purpose with Thor. This is your mystic. We're teaching you mysticism through Thor. All his movies are about that. You have Captain America who's like, this is your leader. This is like espionage. This is filmed differently. And you had Guardians, and like this is your action comedy, obviously more comedy than action, but still enough that these people can mess around with anyone else that we've introduced on the other side of things. Like, you know what I mean? And they have now done this cookie cutter approach to things because they're like, we want the bag, and like, okay, cool, I get it. Like, I understand you wanna hit your ratings or whatever, but like things fluctuate in general. If anything, if you had to take a small hit now, for like if you took a small hit now and did it like how we were saying, doing the right movies,
yeah,
the payoff would be even bigger than the last time because people would be like, "What are you doing?" Like, "Oh, you're doing it," and we're learning more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
I still, and that's why when I think of what Feige's doing there now, I'm always just a little disappointed to see that the person who had the vision, and don't get me wrong, Jaws is right in the idea that at some point someone said, "We need you to do more." So he started thinking more. I will also point out, though, that the people who were in charge of Marvel before Feige got clearance from Disney and they removed that obstacle that was in the mirror in the middle, Ike Perlmutter, I think is his name, because that's the guy who didn't want to do Black Panther. That's the guy that didn't want to give Black Widow a movie. Like, that's the guy that they had to get rid of so that they could expand
or separate them at least.
Yeah.
Well, he was like, right about one of those. I mean, one of those was trash.
I still like Black Widow, but fine.
No, you know what? But Black Widow, sorry, I'm not going to, but Black Widow is a perfect example of what was the thing I didn't like about the cookie cutter versus that, how that should have been a lot more espionage. But
anyway. Fair, very fair. And that's, I think that's a fair point that one, you should have done her earlier. Two, you should have done her more in the style of Captain America, Winter Soldier. Three,
Jason Bourne, that shit. Anyways.
Right. And instead, we got it a little later. We got it a little different. We got it very much in line with all the other cookie cutter stuff. And it got totally screwed over by the pandemic. Day and same day release. You know, people really upset. ScarJo's relationship with Disney and Marvel affected permanently. Whether or not people want to acknowledge that, the chances of her coming back, if they decide to start trying to bring people back, is less than, because, you know, at that point, everyone's going to have to try and convince this actress who had to go to bat for herself respectfully to say, "I'm not going to let you guys take advantage of me. You owe me money because I was supposed to get stuff on the back end. And by doing what you did, I don't get everything I'm owed." And even if you think Hollywood actors are paid too much, she still had a contract.
Yeah.
And it's still at that level that she needed to negotiate. It was negotiated and she wanted what was owed to her.
Yeah, and you can't let them push around because they always will.
Yeah,
right. They'll always do that little sneak if you let it happen once, right? And for her, in her position, you know, also considering the time and place that she was fighting for that, you're like, you know, she needed to be, lack of a better term, a leader in that sense to be like, no, you can't just do this. Regardless, you shouldn't do it to anyone, but like, there's obviously a direction here, and no.
And just because Gal Gadot had taken a deal for her Wonder Woman 2. Because Warner Brothers just paid her out so that they could do that day and date release.
Yeah.
There's like Disney needed to go negotiate with ScarJo before doing that. Anyways, all that to say, when it comes to Echo was, in my opinion, a solid show. I think if the idea at Marvel is to make movies and not necessarily focus on shows as much, I think they could have focused on doing Daredevil as a movie now. I know they really think of this as a TV show with the because it was on Netflix, but there's no reason why Matt Murdock couldn't have a film. The same way that you're giving The Mandalorian a movie is the same way you could be like, Daredevil's a good character. Frank Castle, Punisher, is a good character. These are big screen characters. You don't have to make them TV characters in hopes that people subscribe to these services. You could have made them movies that people would have gone to see.
But I would say probably they didn't do that. They said, okay, let's make this a TV show and flesh it out more, just because they already did a Daredevil movie in the 2000s. They've done two Punisher movies. They did one with Dolph Lundgren, didn't want to put the skull on his shirt because he thought it looked like a comic book movie, but you're doing a comic book movie. And then
Ray Stevenson. I think the guy that was
There's three. Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's three Punisher movies.
There's Dolph, who are you never see this the
chest. Thomas Jane.
There's Thomas Jane, and then there's and there's Warzone. Warzone being the most violently accurate,
right?
With Montreal in the background.
And I get what you're saying, Jaws. I understand that. Oh, you've done so many, but we've also haven't done them in the MCU proper.
Yeah. And at the same time, like honestly, if you were, I think it could work if you do the TV show and you bring back maybe some other characters in that, and straight up the movie's Defenders and you actually have Doctor Strange with them.
I would.
Ooh.
Again, the only argument I would have, Doc, is that
yeah, they haven't done it in the MCU, but these characters are M-rated characters. These characters are R-rated characters. So do you really want to see them, like, even when they're on Netflix, they were R-rated. Do you want to see them bring them to the MCU and then all of a sudden they're dumbed down to PG?
You know, that's a nice, awesome point.
Deadpool's getting R.
Yeah, but no one else yet. I think that they're going to do Deadpool first, see how that goes, see what happens. If they get back the return, then okay, we could start bringing out everybody else. But I'm just saying that.
Yeah, but don't do the shows in the meantime. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you can't push them back anymore, though. If you think about it, like the actors do age as well, right? Like, you can't just keep pushing it back.
So we're gonna hinder the possibility of having good movies because we have to find out if this rated R stuff will work, which it will. Joker is one of the highest grossing superhero films of all time. Daredevil
for DC.
I'm just saying superhero period, Jaws. It doesn't matter which one. Yes, I can. What are you talking about?
No, they didn't make the money. If they didn't make the money, then the people giving them the money is not gonna be like, yeah, just go do that. Do what they
in
did.
What
like, no.
Is hold Marvel, on. In what
Their whole
is Marvel
empire what, of DC collapsed.
What's different about but first of all, Joker is not a DCEU film. It was a separate thing, so that's not the same situation. And in what world is Marvel not able to make that money and put something rated R out? Disney has already given up on the whole family friendly thing as soon as they added TVMA stuff and Hulu stuff to their streaming platform. They already gave up on it. They have gambling now. They're partners with betting companies. They're not in the family friendly only for the kids anymore. They've gotten rid of that.
Still not in the theater yet. So, I mean, if they would have done it, they would have done it already. But for some reason, they're kind of stalling and holding back.
What do you mean they would have done it already? They only just started getting into. They just did the betting deal for the ESPN thing.
Okay.
They haven't released the Deadpool movie yet. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, this is them showing people that they are no longer the cookie cutter family friendly. It's a small world after all, Disney. They're now definitely pivoting into something different because they're doing stuff that they've literally said they would never do to make money now. And a rated R film that would be successful, it would be successful because you already have the established history of the character. You have Daredevil. You have Frank Castle's Punisher. You have all these characters that are very popular. You've already seen that people want them. People don't want you to water them down. You now have the opportunity to make films with them.
Which one you have to change.
Frank?
Danny.
Iron Fist?
Yeah.
I don't even want Iron Fist. I wasn't even talking about him.
No, but I know. But like, you're going to bring him back, like, because I think they should bring back like Luke Cage and all that, and I think they should bring them all back except for Iron Fist. You should really.
I'm saying that as a fan of Iron Fist.
I don't mind Iron Fist personally, but like that show is hard to watch.
Yeah. That show was not it. I do think Marvel knows at the end of the day they can still make money off rated R.
I think they
have to do it right, because I mean, if you're gonna rush everything, then you're gonna get Secret War, all the stuff you don't like.
Well, I don't want to rush it.
I know you don't want to rush it, but they got to do it. But if they wait too long, the actors are gonna age out. Yeah. And I mean, maybe they could do the whole CGI.
Wait, you know, when you guys say the actor ages out, actors in their 30s and 40s. Playing characters that are in their 30s and 40s, why is that aging out? I don't understand that part.
Well, because to a certain degree, well, that's also
Robert Downey's been playing. Didn't he play Iron Man for like 10 years?
Yeah. But he was getting a check. He was constantly renegotiating, get a bigger and bigger check. So they had to pay him out. Sometimes he'll just show up for like what, 10 minutes of screen time, 20 minutes of screen time, and the movie's almost 2 hours and 30 minutes of Spider-Man.
Sure. But, I mean, he's in Endgame.
They still dress him up in a way that he looks younger than his actual age to a certain degree.
And then also, if you see him in Oppenheimer now and see how he was, you know, he's more vegetarian, so he's off the meat, and he's like he looks more a little bit more gaunt. So I don't think he'll pack on the, you know. So I mean,
I get it. I'm just asking, why would that, like Charlie Cox, who's playing Daredevil, why could he not play Daredevil in 5 years.
Because 5 years from now, he might be a bit too old, too much. Like, it's already been, how long it's been since Daredevil? 5 years already?
I'll check.
You want him to, like, because, like, you have to realize it's like the total time. It's not, I always want him to be Daredevil. I think he's one of the best. He did an amazing job. Last
season. I'm just not understand. I'm not sure I understand the argument that people age out when they're actors in their 30s and 40s playing roles in their 30s and
40s. Have you ever seen the 2018. Second? So, like, that it'd be like 11 years since over 11 years since he reprised the role if you said 5 years from now.
I mean, the last time he played it was in Spider-Man.
Yeah, but anyways, you know what I mean. But
right.
I'm just saying that, like, example, did you ever see, Boondock Saints 2?
No.
Okay, damn it.
Sadly, no.
I've never seen Boondock Saints 1, let alone 2.
It's a good movie.
You should. Watch number 1. It's number 1
is really good. Number 2 is not. But number 2 would have helped me show a point where, like, there was a movie where they actually did the exact time jump as the characters. And right, like, don't wrong. They did what they did with what they had, considering they were reprising roles and whatnot. But right. Yeah. But like, I'm like, damn, like you got old. I don't believe what you're doing now to a certain degree, because like you cannot be that spry.
Like, isn't that more a factor of the actor gave up than?
No, that's just time in general.
Just time. Oh, like people, you know, like, think about this. Like the fact that, like,
can I make one name? Point after?
Okay, sure. But I was gonna say, with Tobey Maguire, you know, it's between he was still looking young between Spider-Man 1 and 2, but what happened in between was he did Seabiscuit and broke his back.
Right. Yes.
So he can't run around and do all the so, you know, it's almost like watching every movie with what's his name? Morgan Freeman. And he's always sitting down.
Right, right.
You know, okay. Like, but you guys understand that Morgan Freeman's very advanced in his age.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes something might happen with an actor and he can't move around, he can't jump around.
Sure.
And then you have to rely on that double. You guys are talking in
the hypotheticals of things that happen in a time frame. Sure. I'm not going
to
negate.
You're risking exposure to things happening to that individual, or just the presentation being different because you might be waiting too long because of the natural course of time.
Cool. Yeah. Equalizer 3. John Wick 4. No, I'm just naming actors who've played roles for very long times that are.
But there hasn't been a drop of. Hey, there's a stall between installments. Like, these are like,
no, but that's
John Wick has been boom, 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 pretty, like, consistent.
You're growing older. I don't want to make it. It's going to sound weird. It's like growing older with the person, as opposed to just a jump.
Question.
Like, you know,
you guys are assuming the actor is not keeping up with their health.
No, I'm assuming that the person
sometimes
aging,
you keep fine with your health, but your skin ain't. Ain't there, yeah, man. Everyone's the same.
Sometimes it's just like how some people, what was that movie? It was it was some like mafioso movie where it was like all the key mafia guy, like the Albert De Niro and all that. And it was
you're talking 70. About the Irishman. The Irishman.
Yeah. It's like, you're like, cool, but like you beating up that person ain't believable. And that thing happening, I'm not saying it's that bad in this comparison, but I'm just saying it's that's an extreme
Robert De Niro
version of what
is a
I'm
young man
for...
stomping out another dude, but you can clearly tell it's old Robert De Niro stomping out a dude because he can't move as much as he used to.
That has more to do with Scorsese not wanting to give any other king actors a chance, because that is an injustice to a character to say, I'm going to use de-aging technology instead of just hiring another actor to play a younger version of you. I said that then, and I'll say it now. Scorsese is ridiculous for doing that. There was no reason you couldn't cast anyone else to play a younger Robert De Niro, but for you to
have the audacity to pull the camera all the way back. That's rude as all hell.
I think that's
how
crazy.
You know a fight scene is good, is when they pull the camera back and you can see all the movements and everything.
Yeah,
and you know it's bad when it's zoomed in real close and they're just trying to cut and edit real fast.
All this to say, street level stuff, they should have done it. This the direction they're taking right now. other than the plan we said with the Shi'ar Empire and move things along, even that you could still do with the space stuff. But what they're doing now, because even on the street level stuff, if you did the street level stuff, guess who you get to introduce who's a crossover? Fantastic Four. Easy. Fantastic Four were like one of the biggest street level in the comic book because Homeboy lives in a building that's constantly being hit because he has all this tech in it. That was one of the jokes of it. You're in one of these big beaming buildings. Everyone's paying attention because you and your partners are known to be superheroes. And they're like,
your roof opens.
Yeah.
Like on its side. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a big can that just whoop. Like,
ridiculous. All right. That's the crazy shit.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to give a shout out to Avatar The Last Airbender trailer. I just think it's good.
I just think it's for obviously a fan.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Can you see mine? Oh yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think you can see it. It's too small, but yeah, I have a Aang there.
Yeah. It's so good as a trailer.
Yeah.
It's making my expectations to be up there, like my expectations, like, and it's that's bad for me because, like, I watched those
exactly and
very, very, very religiously. Like, I had a cycle of like, it's Batman, then it's Superman, then it's Ultimate, it's Justice League, then it's X-Men, then it's Avatar, and like, it's just a vicious cycle for a very long time of not leaving those cartoons. But yeah. And some of them look like the fighting. There's a fighting scene where Aang jumps back. And just the leg movement, I'm like, oh yeah, my god, from the show. Like, you took the drawing and you said, oh, that's so nice.
I too am worried about how much this created hype in me.
Yeah.
But I am willing to give it a chance. I just don't trust Netflix because Netflix cancels everything. So even if they give me,
and you're like, damn you, this trailer making me care.
Exactly.
You give a crap.
Gotta give me 3 books.
Like, yeah, Netflix has to at least
down. Like, how many?
Dude, and that's my worry. That's my worry.
I drawing the line.
If they don't see enough views or completions in the first season, you know what their tactic is.
Watch it 3 times, then people watch it 3 times.
I swear, if
all
that
the
happens,
way through, credits included. Watch it. Man,
I'm saying it now. I might boycott if they do that. I will boycott the shit out of Netflix if they do this to me.
Dude,
I've been waiting for like 5 years.
I'm already out. I'm not on Netflix anymore. My friends and I were planning a viewing party for the premiere of this February 22nd. And I said, wait, I don't have Netflix. I was just like, oh, someone could log in at my house. And then my buddy was just like, actually, that's the whole reason you quit, because they wouldn't let you log in at other people's houses. I was like, good point. Don't come to my house. I don't want to watch it on Netflix.
So you can't make a new email address and then try to sneak it that way by getting a free trial?
Yeah.
Oh, do they offer free trials now?
I don't know.
They probably offer some type of discount for the first month you're back.
Oof, they're not getting my money, man. I don't care.
You have to put in a credit card, but then you can probably put in a.
I'll sell the C's.
Fake credit card.
No. No fraud. We're not
called
the accountant card,
but then they're still getting your money. So
the accountant's just like fake. What are you talking about, you crazy person? I'll just sail the C's. I'll sail the C's. Yeah, guys, you know what time it is. Geek news and rumors. Hey, guys, it didn't loop for once. Oscar nominations. I mean, we have a pretty long list, but what were some of the things that stuck out to you guys?
To be honest, I didn't
get a chance. List with a Hayao Miyazaki movie for animation.
The Blue Heron, yeah. The Boy and the
Heron.
Heron, right, yeah. For animation, The Boy and the Heron, I'm totally gonna say that Miyazaki and Toshio Suzuki. I'm shocked that Elementals is on this list because, as much as people on that movie, the fact that it ended up on the list is shocking. Jaws, I know you are a big fan of this. Nimona is on the list, which I actually did watch because you kept saying it was really good, and it is a really good movie in the end.
Yay.
Yeah. Robot Dreams I didn't see, but Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse I did. And yes. I have to say, ultimately, if you were going to ask me out of those films which one deserves the best animated film, I've heard The Boy and the Heron is really good. It would be between Spider-Man Across the Universe and The Boy and the Heron. Those are the.
I kind of feel Miyazaki might get it just because everybody knows that name. This right. might be his last movie he's doing.
Right.
And
they'll just yeah.
gift it to him. And but for me, it's like I want to see Spider-Man win just because yeah. it's different. Like the animation they're doing yeah. and the style they're doing is just different. It's just
each
it's
universe
not Pixar.
Each universe had its own element, which is, you know, that's a big thing. It's not easy to do either.
I think another thing that everyone was kind of making fun of is that for Barbie, Ryan Gosling got nominated. I think
America
the song, got nominated. The song got nominated.
Right.
But Margot Robbie not nominated.
And Greta.
Greta Gerwig not nominated.
Yeah, Greta didn't
movie get. Not nominated. The whole point of the movie just kind of came true. Where yeah. Ken's the only person.
America Ferrera got nominated for supporting actress too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think the way the internet's kind of framing it, they're like,
you guys didn't get the message.
But
yeah.
Still, I'm surprised that. I mean, again, I've not seen a significant amount of these movies that are in the lead actress's roles per se, but I'm kind of surprised in the sense of like how big that movie was that Margot Robbie's not at least not saying she would win, but I'm surprised she's not there.
I will say though, Emma Stone in Poor Things, I've heard nothing but people like raving about how good that movie is, about how good Mark Ruffalo is. So I haven't seen Poor Things. It's still out in theaters right now. I am going to try and see it because I don't think anyone I know who's seen it has had a bad word to say about it.
Has anyone seen? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Has anyone seen Killers of the Flower Moon?
I didn't watch it. My buddy watched it. He said it's a really good film. He said that the it's kind of silly. Like Leonardo's character is kind of ridiculous. But Lily Gladstone is exceptionally good in the film. De Niro is exceptionally good in the film. He told me those two bring out their A game in their performances. He also mentioned to me that the film that is based on a book, they really did rework the story quite a bit because originally it was supposed to be at Paramount. Paramount didn't like the direction that Scorsese and Leo wanted to take it in. That's why they ended up going to Apple. And then Apple let them make the changes they wanted to make, which supposedly kind of pulls a little bit away from what the book is kind of about, which is people are saying is unfortunate, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how people feel about it. I do want to say I can't wait to see this film, American Fiction. Fact that it's on the Best Picture list, which is great. It's Best Actor. Jeffrey Wright is nominated. Nice. Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown is on it. That's a lot of praise for the film. I think it's also nominated for best writing for the film, adapted screenplay. So, you know, like that's a lot of accolades that they're getting a lot of love. And I really do want to see that film. I know when the trailer came out, I was very excited for it. I just didn't get a chance to see it yet, but it is looking good. Yeah. It is looking good for it. So those are things that I thought about the nominations. I don't know if you guys.
Billie Eilish nominated again for another movie. So maybe
Billie Eilish back
in time. Yeah, for the Barbie song.
Oh wow! Okay,
this is gonna be her second Oscar nomination. Wow! I think she won the last time, right? For No Time to Die.
Oh, did she? Okay, I don't remember. I'd have to check, but yeah.
No,
I mean, Billie Eilish has that haunting voice that everyone loves, so I could see her doing well with stuff like that. Yeah. What else have we got in the news, folks? What else have we got in the news? We have next. Oh, yes. Oh, Dave, you have 6 minutes to rant about this as much as you want. Go.
I won't rant. But I will say, I cannot believe. So I don't even know where to start. One, The Rock has now earned his title of The Rock back because he fully
owns the trademark.
He is now on the board of directors of TKO, which is those who steer the ship of UFC and WWE. I don't know how much richer this guy could possibly get or so much more like in the ether of life because he has this. He has the reputation of revitalizing all movie franchises. He has UXL or whatever. He took like two football organizations and merged them and making competition for the NFL.
The XFL got merged with something else.
He bought another one called U something or other. Like the acronyms was U something.
Okay.
So now it's UXL.
Oh, was it that USS? There's like
it's
that
UFL. It's United Football League, I think.
Yeah.
So like he has that. He has a production company. Like I'm right, not, yeah. I was even made, I made this joke to my friend the other. I'm like, as long as he doesn't touch Die Hard, like I just like just leave alone of my things. Like, cause like I'm expecting to get, I'm expecting him to get somehow into Marvel.
It sounds like you're saying you've had enough.
I appreciate what this man was able to accomplish.
All right.
I will say I've had enough of him meddling with actual wrestling storyline because that's what he's doing now. And I think he's actually ruining if they Cody? Do it. Yeah. Cody, because basically long story short, Cody Rhodes is been gunning for a rematch against Roman Reigns for WrestleMania.
Right.
He made this amazing storyline that completely works.
Right.
And The Rock 2 weeks ago is like, came on. He's like, hey, he like beat the crap out of somebody quick. He's like, hey, so maybe do you think I should sit at the table again or some shit? Like, I'm like, if you take Cody's spot at WrestleMania and take away the concept of him winning the title, you're not just slapping him, but you're slapping the Rhodes name because it's not just finishing a story for him. It's finishing a story for like his dad. So that's a right, whole exactly. other thing. But
I will say The Rock doing that is very interesting because it's also a family legacy.
Agreed. Like, don't get me wrong. There's layers, but
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm trying to say is that the fight between The Rock and Roman Reigns
yeah.
does not need a title.
That's fair.
Like, yeah. you guys, if you have really, truly built up the concept that the bloodline is what it is, The Rock coming, it's like the streak. The Undertaker's streak was bigger at WrestleMania than the actual title.
Right, right,
countless right, right. times was that the last match of the night, right?
Yeah.
So in this
yeah.
one, it's like, it's the equivalent to that. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah, yeah. that doesn't need a title, but Cody needs to win this title. Like, how you've positioned him, if he doesn't,
I feel that's, I agree with Dave, because that's the only reason he came back. He came back to cement his father's legacy in the WWE. Because he did so much for wrestling in general. And he's right. like, okay, I'm going to win the NWA title. I'm going to create a new thing. Finish that.
What league, happens if he doesn't win it this year? He wins it next year. What happens?
I think I don't think you could play that train that long.
All right. Okay.
Hey, it's one of those things where it's like you.
And this is at which event? It's at WrestleMania?
WrestleMania, which is in a few months.
Okay.
Like imagine it's like. Avengers Age of Ultron, then Avengers
Infinity War,
and Endgame. Then all of a sudden it's Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Like, you just fuck up the whole storyline and you just it's me now, and it's like, no, we're about to tail end this.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
like Rocky.
I mean,
if you own the whole thing, why do you have to come back now? You own the whole damn thing. Exactly. You can wait until next year.
Yeah,
you can let this thing wait, where's finish
Vince?
Off.
Is Vince still there?
Vince is, he works. I know he does some work within the TKO right. workspace, but okay, he's not, wait. he doesn't have creative power anymore.
Okay, I'll let you finish because we only got 2 minutes.
Yeah, sorry. And so that's it for that. But the bigger, crazier news is that Raw, which has been on Monday night television for 31 years,
yeah,
is being removed and going on to Netflix. First of all, that's huge. That speaks huge for Netflix because that's going to help Netflix a lot.
Yeah.
That also speaks in troves how bad the WWE streaming service was, because it was bad because of inconsistencies. Like, I even tell people, like, you have the US version or the Canadian version, the good one or the bad one, because we have a shit version compared to what the Americans get. Like, okay. Very, like, one's a library, one's like just a channel of like looping things. Oh. Like, it's ridiculous. But anyways, that aside, it's going on to Netflix. Plenty of advantages there, but it's also like, I can't believe it's not on TV. And they're even already starting to talk about how it might not be on Monday night anymore, which is just crazy.
Is it still going to be live?
It should still be live, I would imagine they have to keep that because that's the allure, right? Like, if you're telling me this is a tape program all the time, fuck it.
Interesting. Okay.
But all that's crazy. Plus, like, I was having this conversation with someone earlier today. It's like, is this a future of what all sports and sports entertainment is going to do?
Start that conversation
and
then it's, now.
And it's all streaming and all that. Yeah, and there's no more TV.
Don't like, even start the whole, that conversation
for
now.
Next don't, time. But yeah. I do think that this is showing the future to some.
We'll you know what? We'll start the show with that next week. Guys, that's the whole show. Geek Test. Oh, I almost said it.
Geek Sci-Fi.
Geek Sypha has come to an end. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to another edition. We'll be back with another one next week. Make sure you check out all our socials at Geek Sypha. Even easier to spell than before. GEEKCYPHA. Check us out. We're out. Peace, y'all.
Peace.